Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. More hostages may be released in Gaza, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas said in a statement Friday it is willing to release an American-Israeli hostage, Eden Alexander, along with the bodies of four dual nationals who died in captivity. The statement on Telegram did not say when the release would take place or what the group expected in return. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office is questioning the offer, accusing Hamas of trying to manipulate the ongoing ceasefire talks in Qatar. Netanyahu's office said the prime minister will meet with his ministerial team Saturday night to receive a detailed report from negotiators and decide on next steps for the release of hostages. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Friday that Russian President Vladimir Putin asked U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff to relay Moscow's response to an American proposal for a 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine back to Washington. Trump said in a Truth Social post on Friday, quote, "We had very good and productive discussions with President Vladimir Putin of Russia yesterday, and there is a very good chance that this horrible, bloody war can finally come to an end," unquote. Speaking with VOA, Jennifer Cavanaugh is a senior fellow and director of military analysis at Defense Priorities.
Putin really has a significant advantage here and has no incentive to stop pressing until he thinks he's going to get a deal that he likes.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters Friday that peace is the ultimate goal.
We don't think it's constructive for me to stand here today and begin to issue threats about what we're going to do if Russia says no. Let's hope they say yes.
Moscow announced Friday that its forces recaptured another village as part of their efforts to push Ukrainian troops out of Russia's Kursk region, where Ukraine launched a surprise incursion last August. This is VOA News. Mark Carney is officially Canada's 24th Prime Minister, having been sworn in a ceremony in Ottawa Friday morning. Audio from C-SPAN.
I, Mark Carney, do solemnly and sincerely promise and swear that I will truly and faithfully, and to the best of my skill and knowledge, execute the powers and trust reposed in me as Prime Minister.
Speaking briefly to reporters before his swearing in, Carney said, quote, "We're going to get straight to work," unquote. His predecessor, Justin Trudeau, officially handed in his resignation earlier and thanked Canadians, quote, "for trusting me, for challenging me." Carney replaced Trudeau as the leader of the ruling Liberal Party after being elected by party members in a landslide victory. President Trump will speak at the Justice Department later Friday about his administration's plans. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt.
The president is going to give a speech focused on restoring law and order to our country. In the last 4 years under the Biden administration, we unfortunately saw a Department of Justice that was weaponized against Americans for their political ideologies.
The Trump administration is set to proceed Friday with a second wave of mass firings and budget cuts across the U.S. federal government. This comes despite two federal judges ordering the reinstatement of thousands of workers, injunctions that Leavitt claims are unconstitutional.
In 1 month, in February, there have been 15 injunctions of this administration in our agenda. In 3 years under the Biden administration, there were 14 injunctions. So it's very clear that there are judicial activists throughout our judicial branch who are trying to block this president's executive authority. We are going to fight back.
Under Trump, the Justice Department has expunged several staffers who were considered disloyal to the president while bringing in an influx of Trump allies, including Attorney General Pam Bondi and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who both previously served as his lawyers. Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte appeared by video conference Friday before judges at the International Criminal Court days after his arrest in Manila on murder charges related to his deadly war on drugs. ICC presiding judge Ulia Antoinella Motok set a pretrial hearing for September 23rd to determine if there's enough evidence to move forward with a trial. If the case does go to trial, it could take years, and a conviction could result in a life sentence. Estimates of the death toll during Duterte's presidency range from over 6,000, according to the national police, to as many as 30,000, based on reports from human rights groups. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.